Blog Talk Radio.
John Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah. Ashhadu ila ilaha Muhammadur Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God. The proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation and planted us in and test us. And going through this test, he has sent prophets and messages to help us to live, to go through this test, to help us with this test. And we know that Prophet Muhammad is the last in the seal of the prophet. Most of us know that now, meaning there's no more prophet to come. And Adam, all the way up to Christ Jesus, brought the word of God, brought a revelation to help the human being to have a guide and understand the meaning of the life that God had given him. So this Brock Talk Radio station is reminding us what lies have been planted in the world to keep the world off, out of balance, keep the love that the human being needs to operate on. Satan has planted all kinds of schemes in this world, in this society, and the scheme is coming to an end. So this Brock Talk Show is here to help bring it to an end. That there's no God but one God, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of that God. And Christ Jesus is one who sent the last revelation. He said that one was going to come after him and lead us in all truth. Before there, Moses came. Moses brought the law. And the law said there ain't nothing but one God to worship. Don't make no image of God in the sky, in the water, and on land. Make nothing with your hands and call it God. Satan have got the people to break that rule, that law. And not only did they break it, they did the very thing he told them not to do. They worship Jesus, start worship Jesus. But what did Jesus? Jesus said, it's speedier that I go away. If I not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. And now we have opportunity to clear up the problem. Huh? Because we have the final prophet, the one Jesus was talking about, one who stood up for the law that Moses brought, who did and kept Jesus, kept the word of Jesus by saying that one coming, and one did come. Allah sent Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. So we are tonight to thank Allah for those prophets and all those messages, ones we name and ones we don't have time to name all of them here. But thank them for what the work they have done. And thank them for their prayer. They prayed for us. So we going to say a prayer to get this show, get this meeting that we're having off the ground. We're going to say a prayer. A prayer is the strongest bond. It's the strongest shield. It's the strongest connection between us and this creator who have blessed us with the understanding. And then keep waking us up and giving us the opportunity to live the understanding that Allah has blessed us with. So let's say a prayer thanking Allah. We like to say it in the Arabic language. At first it's called the opening. We only talk up with this prayer. First we say it in the Arabic language, then in the English translation. Umalaysia Eternal Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we be lying to me, no rock man, no rockin, maliki only thing. Yakanabudiakanasain, et in is the route of Mustakim, the route of Ladina and Olehim, God we may do, we lay him, Walletori. I mean, we seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, out with the name of Almighty God, Allah. Most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thy favors on, and not of those who wrath be brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. I'd like to greet the audience in the best of the greeting that we find in the world, of all the greetings that we find in the world. This has been known to be the best of the greeting, and that greeting is the greeting of peace. And once we greet in peace, we are obligated to keep the peace. And that's what Satan wants, peace. And when you see what's going on in Pakistan, what's going on in the supposed to be Israel, which is nothing but a haven for terrorists and Zionists that this world does not need, some of the most evilest people that this world has ever come in contact with, these ungodly Zionist so-called Jews. They're not Jews. People that follow Moses would never, ever participate in what they have participated in. They own the world. They own just about everything. They control just about everything, but they so quick to holler. Somebody always trying to hurt them. When you find people like that, Imam said, you better watch them, because they full of confusion. They full of deceit. The Jews always hollering. Somebody is hating them. You're Semitic. You're anti-Semitic on them because you don't like them. Who don't like good people? We don't like evil people no matter what they look like or what ethnic group they find, ethnic background they might think they got. We don't hate nobody. Human beings are the most loving creatures that God has created. As human beings, both to love each other. We as African Americans, we have loved everybody, because we, the proof of it, everybody got a business in our neighborhood but us, because of our love, our blind love. That ain't love, that's really suicide on our part, because we own nothing as a people, because we've been tricked and think that if we did like somebody, we ain't God. We're not from the Creator. We're not following what Jesus has taught. We're not decent people. And that's so far from the truth. Most of the terrorists, they stay terrorists because they point to somebody else being a terrorist. And this world has been guilty of pointing to somebody else as evil and no good but themselves. They always have pointed to us. They say if we hadn't been here on this earth, Donald Trump probably wouldn't have broke into the White House, had the White House destroyed because we're here. This is what they want to say, that we would never had a war with anybody if we hadn't been here. We are the major problem. And that's why they call us black. We are the black cats. So that's why they said it. But when you check their record, if you were to check the other people's record, and you were to come up with a definition for a devil, we will be last on the list. And other people will be first and foremost and second and third. We'll be way down the list. Why? Because we are kind people. We are good people. We're trustworthy people. Huh? And everybody takes advantage of us. And now we have opportunity to come together, and we can't come together because we are ashamed of each other, because we don't call each other by name that we have earned, that we don't need. And now our children are singing these songs to us. They are our children, these rappers. I mean, you talk about the good rappers. I'm talking about the one who is teaching hate, kitchen family division, who help keep the family divided. And this is one thing Satan is working on, keeping the family destroyed. And he do it through the TV, the music, the magazines, and the movies. But the people who teaching that, they got families. Two cars in the garage, and they married. And they put their money in the bank, and they take care of their wives and their children. African America on the plantation, we gonna take care of nothing but what the slave owner told us to take care of. We told us to take care of the cow, we took care of the cow. If he told us to take care and pick the beans and look after the chicken, we did that. We did everything they told us. And they still trying to say that that wasn't wrong. That wasn't evil. It's evil. It's oppression to take somebody and work them sun up and sun down without paying them. That's oppression. The thing they did to us and the thing they keep doing to us in the name of so-called Christianity. No religion can be legit as long as it got an image in it, long as it's holding a man up as God. Farrakhan, he talk real good, but he ain't going nowhere with them. Master Farrakhan came in the person of God. That ain't going nowhere. They gonna get him in hell, along with the other people who said God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, after truth have come in. Only thing they got in common, they going to ATL. Truth always will set you free. And the truth is that they worship their pagan. And no pagan, after he realized he a pagan, after the truth had come and the light had been turned on, you still want to be a pagan, where you have earned the right to go to ATL. Allah said that. You have earned the right because you made an image. You promote images. You promote lies and weak ideas and wrong thinking. You promote that through the schools. When school was really school, you could go there and get a trade. You could be a carpenter, plumber. You could take care of your family. Now you go to school just to learn how to hit a computer, play with the computer, play games on the computer. You come home with no book. Why? Who done that? Who bringing such education in the world? Those people who see the end, they don't want no education. They don't want African American or nobody else to be happy. And they done turned the American police loose on the African American citizen. Looking at the news tell me that they have been turned loose on us. We have a deacon in the church. He was electrocuted and that stun gun. And the air said they brought, put the stun gun on the police with the guns and other mace and other things the police got. Ain't nobody got killed but from them thing but us. Killed the deacon in Atlanta. Young African-American, 23 years old, killed a deacon in the church because he went sign a paper, a traffic stop. And this man, 79 years old, dead, family man, deacon in the church, dead. This they don't say he was a Christian, that's what he was. Killed the man, electrocuted him to death. Died there on the scene. Tried to talk to him, tried to read. And they don't take these police on up and told the police they ain't go. If anything happened to us, they do anything to us, ain't nothing going to happen to them. They've been told this. They've been given the go-ahead to terminate us. They don't trick these African-Americans in owning guns. You know what the police going to do to you when they ride up on you, you got a gun? They going to start shooting because they going to say they feel threatened. Because you went and purchased a gun because the governor said that you got the right to own the gun. And the police got the right to blow you away for having one. Just like marijuana. You got the right to smoke marijuana. But soon as you get in the car, you and the car going to jail with that marijuana. All these tricks, all these traps are set up for us. And we fall a victim to these traps. Bragging on 20 people, 20 family members, 20 people are going to jail. Why? Because every time they had a survey, they were trying to force people to say they was at Camp June in North Carolina drinking the water. They locked up 20 people in Atlanta alone. I ain't talking about how many people they locked up in Savannah, Georgia, and Macon, and North Carolina, and South Carolina. I ain't talking about people there. And who fall victim of that? Us. Because we need money. And they know how to fish us out of the water. They know how to lure us out of the water. Dang money in front of our face. And we fall for the okey-doke every time. So those 20 people going to jail. They just said 20, it might be 40 now. Every time I looked at a survey, they had that. Do you know you was there? Go on, get that money. We got money for you. It was a trap. And those people fell for that trap. They called them back and said, you ain't been at Camp June. You lied. You got that money? No, you got that money. Well, you going to jail. All the traps. African American people who don't own nothing and get mad at people for mining them, they don't own nothing. Get mad at people for trying to encourage us to have something. Our mind go blank anytime somebody said we need to own a gas station, we need to own a nursing home, we need to own a car dealership or a bowling alley or a skating rink. Some of us get mad at the idea of someone's going to own them things. That slavery messed us up. And that's why we acting for reparation. So we can come out of the spell that slavery put us in. Slavery told us not to be no father. Just jump up and down in the woman to get pregnant. Go on about your business. Our slave master take care. Our people still think that's going on today. Don't want to get married. And the music ain't helping the rappers saying things about women. And they women are singing the same, singing along with the ugly things they saying about women. Calling them all kind of ungodly names. And these women steady dancing by it. Huh? Steady pardoning by these filthy music that our young people. So who gonna get them out of that situation? We gonna have to put our foot down. We gonna have to get our children away from that. Don't talk about that. Well, it's a fad. They gonna grow out. They ain't growing out of this. There ain't no fad. Our fad. We had a fad. We had clothes. We sharp. We had alligator shoes. We wanted the best cars. All that. We wanted the. We had to go ask the father, can we take the daughter out for on the date? All these things was in order. But you had to bring that daughter back home before it got dark. Who stopped all of that? And you gonna tell me it ain't the Satan? Satan is real. Satan's real. So we want to get rid of Satan because his main root is in the religion, holding himself up as God on flesh. telling people God sent his only begotten son. Didn't send nobody else, but the only begotten son. And this be Caucasian people. And Caucasian people messed up the day for them lives. They based an idea you calling them white people. And when you look at them, they're not white. That whole thing they got, we got the same thing. We got the white and the round eyes. They got white around their blue eyes. We got the white and the round out brown eyes. But they are not white. They've been getting away with that lie. And we're not black. We brown, golden brown, tan, and all that. Some of us, like Condoleezza Wright, we lighter than she lighter than Byron. More lighter than Donald Trump. But they want to say she's a black. She married to a Caucasian man. And she does the light in his. You know? So look at all the tricks that you see in that white and black. Tricks. And they take the thing black and make it ugly. Call two blacks over here behind the building. Locked up five blacks today. Well, here in Atlanta, yesterday, four African Americans was killed. Three were killed, and one was shot by the undercover police. Yeah, they were wrong, but you were undercover. You didn't have to kill them. You tried to save the rhino, the white rhino, the white leopard, the white tiger. You try to save that, and you won't try to save the African-American people. No, you want to kill them. You go in school and beating them up, throwing them all around the classroom, police. And we are like, this is normal. What can make it go away? Unity. Us come together and say, no more. We pay taxes. We want our share of protection. We pay these people to protect and serve us, and they've protected, they ain't protecting, and they ain't serving us. They killing us. So all praise is due to Allah. So we here tonight, and we want to, we here to the bring a discussion that brings about clarity to the world that we live in, so we can all live in this world together. If we are all the children of Adam, then when we're going to act like it? Since that's a fact, none of us can trace our beginning no further than Adam. So if that's a fact, then where's the problem at? The problem is in the lies, white and black, Jew, Caucasian, African-American, Polish, English, German, Russian. Who gave us all these different names? Where they come from? Everything has a beginning. Where did they come from? They came from an evil source. So, brother, they don't chose African-American or the dark-skinned people to walk on. And they doing it all around this country, around the world, in Africa, around the world. They bombing the Jews are calling the war. How in the hell you? That's a war. You got all the weapons, and nobody else got no slain shot. How you fighting the war? You ain't fighting the war. You trying to annihilate somebody. Then you bring Amasa that number of a bunch of freedom fighters, just like Dr. King and Malcolm and the others. There's a bunch of freedom fighters, and you done put on world news that they the terrorists. If they went in and kidnapped all the people, don't you know? We know you had your hand in that. We know the Jews, you the biggest, the so-called dying Jews are the big. They'll kill their own people. That's to start a war and blame it on somebody else. So that is what we got. And Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. So So I'm going to get ready to bring another one of Cole's work up. My name is Abdul Akbar, and my wife is Dai Akbar. I'm going to bring another Cole's work up, Suja Muhammad, and bring him up and see what he has to say about what he sees about this situation that we're living in. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja. As-salamu alaykum. Unmute. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Alameen.
So you got it, my good brother.
Yes, sir. I also bear witness that there is only one creator. There is only one God. You know, that's what the problem is. They don't want to accept the Creator. We don't have no power. You know, Allah is the one that has all the power. And it's obvious that they don't want to accept Allah as being God. And they want to use us as an excuse to refuse or deny the real Creator. They know the truth the same way we know the truth. But they want to act like and try to be slick enough to disobey God and at the same time saying that they fighting with us or they fighting against us. They going to be punished. They already receiving the wrath of Allah. These earthquakes and tornadoes is more than just to be seen or be amazed that they was intentionally aimed at the disbeliever, at those that reject Allah. So we bear witness that there is only one God. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. He's in the line of the prophets that stood against false worship, that stood against false gods. That warned the peoples and let them know that they can't get around the reality that God is one. They can't get around that. And Allah is not going to let them deceive the peoples. Allah is not going to let them do that. Because Allah is the truth. Allah is the truth. And Allah always going to bring forth the truth, the sure reality, the true reality. And either they going to accept it or they got to go down with it. They going to accept the truth and deny falsehood? Are they going to have to face the punishment that Allah, the option that Allah gives, you know, obedience to truth and get blessed with paradise, opposition against truth and get the hellfire? So it's one of the two. I like to read something from the Quran And this right here is dealing with Allah's messengers, that he sent are coming to the people and teaching them the truth. And it's just showing you all of them is going through the same reality. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. The first, the peoples of Noah rejected the messenger. You know, and they accused the messenger. You know, the peoples of Noah. Then you had to add peoples rejected the messengers. Behold, their brother Hud said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. To fear Allah and obey me." They rejected him. Then we had the Thamud peoples rejected the messenger. Behold, their brother Salih said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me." Okay? And then they rejected, the people of Lut rejected the messenger. Behold, that brother Lut said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me." You see, they're going through the same thing. All the messengers is showing in this Quran is going through the same thing. The messenger said, "No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Of all the creatures in the world, will you approach males?" So these are gay people. These are homosexuals. "And leave those whom Allah has created for you to be your mates? Nay, ye are a people transgressing all limits." They said, this is what the homosexuals said, "If thou desist not, O Lut, thou wilt surely be cast out." This is what's going on today. Same thing. It's just a different time and a different message. He said, "I do detest your doing. Oh, my Lord, deliver me and my family from such things as they do." So we delivered him and his family, all except an old woman who lingered behind. But the rest we destroyed utterly. We rained it down on them, a shower of brimstone. And the evil was the shower of those who were admonished. But he did not. Verily, this is his sign. But most of them do not believe. And verily, thy Lord is he that exalted in might, most merciful. Also, here's another one. The companion of the wood. Reject the messenger. Behold, Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Give just measure and cause no loss to others by fraud. And wait with scales true and upright, and withhold not things just as due to men, nor do evil in the land, working mischief, and fear him who created you and who created the generation before you." They said, "Thou art only one of those bewitched. Thou art no more than a mortal like us. And indeed, we think thou art a liar. Now cause the peace of the sky to fall on us, if thou art truthful." He said, "My Lord knows best what ye do. but they rejected him. Then the punishment of a day of overshadowing gloom seized them. And that was the penalty of a great day. Verily, and that is a sign, for most of them do not believe. Verily, thy Lord is he exalted in might, most merciful. Verily, this is a revelation from the Lord of the world. With it came down the spirit of faith and truth to thy heart and mind, that thou mayest admonish in the perspicuous Arabic tongue. No doubt it is announced in the revealed books of former peoples. Is it not a sign to them that the learned of the children of Israel knew it as true? Had we revealed it to any of the non-Arabs, and had he recited it to them, they would not have believed in it. Thus have we caused it to enter the hearts of the sinner. They will not believe in it until they see the grievous penalty. Same thing. But the penalty will come to them of a sudden, why they perceive it not. Then they will say, shall we be respited? Ain't that some nerves? Do they then ask for our penalty to be hastened on? Seest thou? If we do let them enjoy this life for a few years, yet there comes to them at length the punishment which they was promised, it will profit them not that they enjoy this life. Never did we bestow a population, but had it warn us by way of reminder, and we never are unjust. No evil one have brought down this revelation. It was neither suit them, nor would they be able to produce it. Indeed, they have been removed far from even a chance of hearing it. So call not on any other God with Allah, or thou would be among those under the penalty, and admonish thy nearest kinsman. And load thy wing to the believer who follow thee. Then if they disobey thee, say I'm free of responsibility for what ye do. And put thy trust on the exalted in might, the merciful, who sees thee standing forth in prayer, and thy movement among those who prostrate themselves. For it is he who heareth and knoweth all things. Shall I inform you of, O people, on whom it is that the evil one descends? They descend on every lying, wicked person, and to whose ear they pour hearsay, vanity, and most of them are liars. And the poet, it is those straying in evil who follow them. See thou not that they wander distractedly in the airy valley, and that they say what they practice not, except those who believe and work righteousness, engage much in the remembrance of Allah, and defend themselves only after they are unjustly attacked. And soon with unjust assailant know what vicissitude the affair would take. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So it's the society that we have today is the same society that all these other disbelievers went through. And they showed the same sign. They all disbelieve the same way. They all wait until the day of punishment comes down on them where they can't turn around from it. They can't reject it. it'll be too late. Every time they wait until the punishment comes, then they want to change. You know, it's too late then. Allah most merciful, he sent all type of warning and all type of signs. He sent punishment for them to get themselves together and see that what he's saying is true. And they see that only he has the power to do what is done. No individual has the power to bring an earthquake, shake the whole earth. Only God got that. And bring down tornadoes, hurricanes. Nobody have that type of power over the wind, power like that over the water. But God, man don't have that kind of power. So we ought to see and be one, that God is one in us. But we keep on sinning. We keep on lying. We keep on practicing fraud, usury, you know, selling drugs, alcohol. We keep on doing these things. Pork. Allah forbid us to eat pork. But we want to try to portray the people that is a teacher of truth and try to warn you about these things as people that's insane, people that's practicing falsehood. And all the time they practicing falsehood. Brothers and sisters, we can't get around truth. Everything bear witness to truth. You can't get around it. The best thing for us to do is pick up truth and use truth and get in line with other believers and let's stand up together as a solid brick wall. That's the best thing for you to do. I don't know. Shaitan ain't showed me no power that they can contend with God, that they can contend with the earthquake. Shaitan ain't showed that type of power. All things Shaitan is dealing with is your mind. And if you think and you use that mind, you'll see that Shaitan don't have no power. Like the Quran said, the only power he has is the power that you give him. He has no power. But you still want to follow Shaitan. You still want to bring to us that God got a son. Or Jesus is God. Or that the Muslim is lying. That the Prophet Muhammad is wicked. The Quran is not true. Believe in Jesus. Or you got to go through a dead man, a man that was murdered, you say, and you'll be saved. You're still teaching that type of mess. And many people has been taken to hell. Many people is going to hell behind seven that type of a message. All the Muslim wants you to do is trying to do is try to make you a Muslim, trying to take away from you your religion, the religion that your fathers establish. And those messengers, as we said, say that, is it true that they established it? Have you searched it out and examined it? Is what they established, is that could it go through the test of time, go through the test of truth? No, it can't go through it. A young person looks at that and listens to that, and they can point out things to you that is false. Just because Satan is able to use the image, is able to use the TV on you and to show you things that's not real, like they showing you things like they got millions of followers. They show you things over and over where you're supposed to be listening to the false teaching. And you're supposed to be bearing witness to the false teaching. And you believe it. We see those preachers on the TV. We see the people patting and bearing witness and singing on the television. And that's how you accept that lie. Because they preach and show you that over and over and over again. If you think real careful, you'll see that it's the same shot. It's the same picture that they're showing you. Over and over again. And you pick it up and pass it on. And what they're passing on to you, brother, is trying to make you submit to something that if it was for real, you'll automatically submit to it. If it's real, the truth don't need no defense. Nobody need to back up the truth. The truth back up itself. If you try to prove it wrong, you gonna see that it bags up itself. And you can't make the accusation that the person, the only thing they're trying to do is make you follow what they believe in. You can't back that up. Only thing we're trying to do is tell you the truth, and you can accept it or reject it. That's the only thing we're doing. We would never stop telling you that Jesus is not the Son of God. Or that Jesus is not the God, is not God. Or the Spirit is not God. If you listen to all of us teach or preach, we're preaching the same thing, the same truth. We're bringing you to the reality that you can't deny. So, brothers and sisters, we thank God for blessing us with the Spirit and blessing us with the strength to talk and present the understanding that He blessed us with. We pray that you hear what we're saying and also check it out. Try to prove it wrong. We came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, Brother Suja. I always send you back to you. Appreciate we right we with you stand, we're on the same page. Stop sharing that with you. We never believe in the scriptures condemn that anyway or more than one God. We live on this one earth, one universe. If there were many gods, there'd be much confusion in the universe.
That's right.
There's no confusion. The confusion is down here on this earth among people who was given this confusion to dominate some people, rule us, and disrespect others, and call themselves human beings, and they are not. Okay, how they dress, how they go out and eat and sit down with their family and ride in a nice car with people opening the door. Okay, what they do, if they're not seeing that they're one God, it is, don't have it in heart to have one God, that we are one people, we both the Lord. If they don't have that in their heart, they are not human beings. And they are not what Allah said he created. Allah said he created Adam. We are all the children of Adam. And he said Adam slipped. He slipped, and we was told by how he slipped and what made him slip. We were told, so we won't slip, so we don't fall in to make the mistake about him. But Adam was not a racist. Race, all that come later. I'm sure when Adam, all the people were generated around him, and he seen all the people, he accepted all of them as one human family. He accepted them. But later, here comes Satan. How can you divide a people up? You put them against each other on lies, weak ideas, and make the people think wrong. And that's what Satan have done. I'm a white man, a black man. Are you a human being? Are you a person that willing to obey God? God said, don't make no image. Do you make an image? Then you're not following what God said, be good neighbor. All the four neighbors to love our family, love the human family, respect everybody. If we're doing that, we were supposed to respect everybody who have earned their respect. We ain't supposed to respect no person that have left the respect what God said he don't want. The person said goes against God. We don't have to follow the person. Or respect that person. Allah, we should get away from that person. And we should try to help that person get back on the track, or back on the common sense movement through the earth as being a human being. And a human being can do that. Huh? A human being can train animals. He can train horses. You know, train horses how to count. Or the human being. But the human being, when it comes to bringing the human being together for humanity's sake, human being, the good human being is falling short, because the good people, one that love everybody, they ain't got nothing. They ain't got a gas station. They ain't got nothing. But the people that are doing all the hatred, they got skyscrapers. They got grocery store, they got clothing store, they give people jobs, they're doing everything. But the people that say they love Jesus the most, they got less anybody. They the number one people behind bars.
I think
you have to remember the number one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people that say they love Jesus the most, they got less. I don't care if they're a rapper. I don't care if they people that dance. They don't care if they're singers or entertainers. They got less. They got what? Less morals. They have less morals than anybody. Because they say they believe in you. They believe in Santa Claus. And most of them singing them Christmas songs, and they do it. They tell them to sing them songs. That's to keep money. That's to keep control over them singers. Singing those Santa Claus is coming to town. Ain't no Santa Claus. That's a lie. And Jesus told them to know the truth.
Yes, yes.
And they want to promote lies. Like Gino said, they're heathens. All them heathens. They go home to a Christmas tree there. He has a Christian preacher who mixing Islam up with Christianity. And the people love Gino Jim because he got women wearing long dresses. He got women covered in hair. He got men wearing suits and ties. And when you see what they have received, they got a whole block, whole two or three blocks of church. The church is about two or three blocks long. They showed it on the news. And people stayed on the church ground. They got everything that we've been talking about getting. They got it. But then what they do, Satan always put one group against the next. He always gonna prop up a group to be against. That's why you that divide and conquer situation. So we all fighting and it calls for one God. We all supposed to be nice to each other in the cause because there's only one God. We all supposed to be promoting family life. That's the best life to have, family life, community life. School that produces intelligent mind. You can't produce an intelligent mind when the teachers are free or homosexual. He's trying to get your little boy to sit on his knee or get your little boy agree to the idea that it's all right for a little boy to have a dog. That's what them homosexuals do, or the women act like it's all right for two women to go together. A homosexual man would never know what it feels like to be a woman. He would never have a monthly cycle. He would never have breasts that is really produce milk. He would never be able to produce a baby. So how is he a part of the structure that God has created? He's not. He has left the foundation that God, he has reversed everything God has actually created him to be. He has reversed that on his feeling. He feels this way. Or feel that this, he like this way better. How can two rusted men like each other? Two cold, hard, rusted men. How can two soft women reconcile that they are right for each other? It's in the news that this homosexual woman married this girl. He done killed her. And not only did he kill her, he killed his last girlfriend before he married her. They found out they know that she killed her girlfriend. They don't charge her for killing his supposed to be wife. I don't know how you call it wife because he's not a man. It take a man and a woman to call a wife, have a wife, true wife. All that is nothing but phony. All that is nothing but something that man made up, or the evil, wicked people made up, and they're not real because they could not produce a family together. Can't bring no new life in this world. So she done killed her wife. His wife acted up, she killed her. Her girlfriend acted up, she killed her. So marrying a woman ain't getting you out the fire from getting killed. Ain't no safety zone in that because Allah not with it. So anything go wrong in the homosexual life. Yeah, we removed me and the brother Rocky, we're moving some people, and this homosexual man coming in with his girlfriend, with his homosexual man, and they and them, and you hear them arguing up something. So they ain't no guarantee you're going to be happy because you follow your lust. And that's all it is. You following lust. You're not following common sense. And pretty soon, that lust going to bring you into what lust always created to do, cause problems. So we thank Allah for this Broad Talk Radio Station. We come and have a platform to deal with these problems because the problems is not hidden. They're out in the open. They are seen every day through the news. So anybody else would like to share or say anything, all you got to do is match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and allow you, and you can begin to express yourself, ask questions, or make a comment. We are here because we love the human family. And the human family only going to be one again when we get all these snakes out to God, get all these falsehood out of the community and out of the society, because the world should be a nice and a pleasant place to live. It shouldn't be you go outside your house and you're afraid. You got to lock all the doors. You got to be afraid because that's some rage or madman is going to attack you and kill you. You shouldn't be afraid of that. No, we shouldn't be afraid of that. So we have the truth, and this is what's going to set and keep us free. So anybody ever like to say anything? The young man, he's not coming on tonight. He got a bad cold. He's sick. So he won't be coming on. He's really sick. We'll keep him in your prayers on all of the, if we can. Don't forget to say a prayer for Rocky, but he's really sick. Anybody else got that? Okay. How about you, Sue John? You got anything else you want to say? Sue John, Quran got anything she like to say?
I think it's just me and you.
Yeah, it's
over here in the sleep.
You sleep? Okay.
Yeah. She, I don't know. I guess something is going through. She's kind of sick too.
Yeah, my wife don't feel well today at all either. I had a soaked up this month. I don't know
when it starts changing, a whole lot of people catch the flu. Anybody start changing, the weather changing, and the people don't change. I see that's the problem. Anytime a law brings about a change, you got to change with it. And the people, you know, for example, you know, they got the short sleeves on. They enjoying the weather. You know, the weather is not too cold, not too hot. And a lot of changes that next day where it's cold. But they didn't change. They don't change. Yeah. They still walk around like it's hot and the weather's nice, but it's really cold. You know. They catch that cold.
Told Rakeem about that. I said, look, we were moving, and he took off the little sun come out. He took his shirt and stuff off and had a little thin short sleeve shirt on. And first he had a jumpsuit on. I said, that's the way you're going to dress? I'm all right. I kept my coat on. Kept my
on
suit, you know. I know that weather, that sun can, you look at the sun, don't pay attention to the air, to the environment. You mess around and get sick. And that would happen.
Yeah. So I think that's what happened to most of the people. How they're getting sick, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen people coming in the store with short sleeves on and, you know, it's like it's summertime for the sun. But we're still kind of cool, you know, 40, 50 degrees. That's still dangerous.
Yeah. That's right. So we had to notice when the law brings about a change. And we got to change with it.
We got to change with it.
I just wanted to sign.
Yeah.
That's just one of the signs of Allah.
Real.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the real deal. You know, so it's on us.
Yes,
it's on you and I. You know, and Allah, you know, we believe that He know what He's doing, and we know that He know what He's doing. And there ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt there. Ain't no doubt there. We believe in the Lord of the worlds.
Yes,
sir. The one that is the giver of everything. He got all
everything.
The power. Yes,
that's
yes, sir. All the power. You know, and if we want to be blessed, any type of glory, it's going to come from Him. Praise be to Allah. I don't want it from nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it from nobody else. No, indeed. I don't want nobody to give me no power other than God. I don't want nobody else to give me no glory other than God. You know. Yeah. Because it's gonna turn against you.
Yeah.
It'll turn against you.
I was listening to one of the brothers in Chicago. He was up to the Umar Cafe, you know, Spring Green.
Yes, sir.
And he was laying down the problem, all what they did, J. Edgar Hoover and all of the plan. Edgar Hoover, when he was over the FBI, said, what is the number one problem in America? He said, African American youth.
Yeah.
More afraid of anything. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing you say.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And some people have been trying to tell me that he's in this DNA. He's Negro.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You got to be a slave, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them, this racist Caucasian guy, this woman, and they take their DNA. She got 13% of African American in them. Ain't no way out of it.
My son and I was going fishing. I was going out with him in one of those big boats, and it was early in the morning. About 6 or 5 in the morning. And we was going by those stores that were selling baits, little fishes and worms and things like that to fish with. They was open early in the morning.
Mm.
And I had went to one shop, and the guy was showing me what he had. He got some fishes, so he dipped down there and look. It seemed like he didn't get the amount that he was supposed to give to me, you know, for my money.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, could he count the fish? And he told me this was a Caucasian. He told me, yeah, I can count them. He said, but if it's what I said that it were, then I'm not going to sell them to you. That's what that sucker told me. I said, oh, no. I said, you don't even have to count them. Don't let me start counting. I said, so I don't even want them. Boy, he's mad as hell.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, I said I can go get my fish from somebody else. I said don't worry about it. You put them up. And so I went to another store, another shop, And it was a lady. And I mm-hmm. told her that she showed me the fish and everything, you know. And I mm-hmm. told her
the minerals. The minerals.
Yeah, she showed me the minerals, you know. And I told her that your competitor down the street there, you know, he didn't want to. I told her what he did, you know. And mm-hmm. and she said, oh, don't worry about him. Said that he married. I told her that he was a racist. She said, oh, don't worry about him. He married to a black woman. I said, what? It's a racist, you know, to another to an African American, and here he is. He ain't black, and he married to a black woman.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That show you how confused and how backwards he is in his mind.
Yes, sir.
You know, what you gonna marry a black woman? What kind of children you think you gonna have? Yeah,
he worried about
that. Happened to me. That truly happened to me, brother. I'm telling you the truth.
I believe that being married to an African American man.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he married to an African American woman, and he gonna have
right.
African American kids. That's one of the reasons that
when that Caucasian woman, the woman go around speaking on freedom, she said, she told them, y'all, you got black blood in y'all, you got African,
mm-hmm.
y'all, because he told them that. That's why they be running getting no DNA test because they don't want to know the truth.
Right. They believe that. And that's true, though, why they thinking. They believe that if that's one of the ways of annihilation
yeah.
of their race is that one of them goes with a black person because their black,
yeah.
their DNA is so strong, you know. That child gonna be black.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you said earlier, if you go and test them, you see that most of them DNA, they got black in them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They got that gene in them.
Yeah, yeah. Tariq was telling me about the time of 2050. So
uh-huh.
all of them gonna be they gonna be eliminated.
Yeah, there
ain't gonna be no such thing as Caucasian. It's white.
Mm-hmm.
It's white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That day
is over. That comes.
Mm-hmm.
They use that as the standard to keep the world going the way they want it to go.
Exactly.
So that day is over. That won't work.
Yeah, we're gonna be one.
Yeah.
We're gonna be one. You know.
Yeah, we're gonna be one.
We're gonna be one people.
We're gonna be
you
one
know.
People.
You know, even though we got light skinned peoples among us, we're just gonna be one people.
One people.
And that's what happened in the beginning. All of us came from Adam.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened in the beginning is how it's going to end up in the end.
Yes, sir. So was it in the beginning, so it would be in the end. We all of the cheers of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold it down just for a minute.
Huh?
You hold it down for a minute. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got it.
Yes, sir. They are the people. They are the Caucasian. The Caucasian. The racists. One another one of their reasons for being Ku Klux Klanmen and racist is that they was thinking, they think that African-American people is taking jobs from them. And they are talking about jobs that they believe that they're supposed to get the jobs. You know, they think that they are the one that come first and that they're supposed to get the job. That's another reason. They, you know, people ask, why do they hate us so much? Why do Caucasian people hate us so much? That's one of the reasons. Because they think that African-American people is getting the job that they're supposed to get. And also they know that our DNA is so strong is that when a Caucasian woman, a Caucasian man goes with an African-American, that child, their generation that they're producing is going to be black. Because the DNA is so strong. So that's the reason they hate us so. That's the reason they hate us so. And they know that African American peoples is superior in many things that they do, and that most of all this stuff that is discovered, this creation that we're living in today, most of African American had some kind of influences in it.
A long way, bro.
You know, they know that.
Yeah.
So they got their reason for hating us. You know, on the quiet side.
Yeah.
And because they know who we are.
But it's not
they
a natural.
They're working to cover up our reality.
Right.
Of who we are.
They got to bury us and keep themselves almost alive.
Right.
And their mind they're saying that so many people have places at the table, and we ain't one of them.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if a Caucasian don't call in.
Oh,
because we are talking this way.
Yeah.
I won't be surprised if one don't call in. You know, we're putting out so much reality right now that they won't call in and cause some confusion. They don't want
to
hear what we're saying.
Yeah.
They know what we're saying is true.
Yeah.
And so they'll call in and kind of cause some confusion. That would happen a couple of times before.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were talking the same kind of talk we're talking right now. But the reality of why Caucasian people hate black people so.
Mm-hmm.
Hate the African American so. It's because they know that we are the one that is superior in a whole lot of different ages, areas. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And they know the history. They know the true history. And they know that the stories that have been put out in reference to African American and Caucasian is false. They know that. So they don't want the truth to come out. If the truth come out, it's gonna influence their children. It's gonna influence other peoples, and they gonna see the truth. So all they got to do is don't fight the truth. Go along with the truth. They can't stop the truth. They gotta stop the truth. Ooh, Lord, that much. These people got a job. They got a job. Jesus is the Son of God.
Yeah.
God was a white man.
Yeah. I heard some of the leaders, they made a reference to slavery. They said, in order for you to be a slave owner, you have to be a slave yourself. That means you got to be over the slave. You got to be pushing the slave, so you become a slave too.
You're the number one slave.
Yeah, you become a slave yourself.
Yeah.
And you become inhuman. You can't be human. You had to cut your heart off. I mean, cut don't let your heart wake up. You got to be what they did to us. Like that brother was saying, the thing they did to us too, who was other places, how they spent all that money to keep us divided, the FBI, how they let us get those properties and all other stuff, made it hard for us to get it. Then they stood back with a plan once the Honorable Elijah Muhammad died to take all that back or bring the family in there to keep bring the confusion, or they'd be fighting over the property because they were feeding it to the people of the family of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That belongs to Muhammad Elijah Muhammad. It means it belongs to y'all. It don't belong to no nation. Y'all ain't got no. So they did all of that.
The reason they don't want to give us, the reason they don't want to give us nothing,
right?
And that's include reparations.
Right.
It'll show that they're admitting that we're right and they've been wrong all this time.
Oh, they know they wrong.
I know they, and that's the reason. Is that they'll be saying that what we've been preaching, what we've been teaching is wrong. We got to admit it. We do owe you all. We do have to pay you all. We did do wrong, and they admit to it. You got some of them is diehard, and they're not gonna admit to it. You see, that's designers. Designers is one of them. Those are Caucasian. Those Zionist Jews are Caucasian.
No doubt about it.
Their whole life, they're giving their whole life. They're giving all their life. They have established power in America. And a power and power in Europe and power in these other countries where they control the money. These signs and these schemes and all these different peoples, they control the law, they control the judicial system. And the food market, the media. These are Jews. These are Zionist Jews. And the real Jew don't want you to get mix them up in that. So they asking us to please get that straight. We don't go along with that. What they are doing. That's not us. You know, so it's the Zionist Jews who is the American, the Jacobite. The Imam explained that to us. He broke that down to us, brother. He made that clear. He made that clear that he had real Jewish friends, you know, and that these Zionist Jews. Is oh man, they hateful in their heart. They hate God, you know, because God established us in the world, you know, and they hate God. They believe that God should have gave them the leadership and had them out front.
And that's why they say. They had to say we 3/5 of human beings. to bury the bury their feelings on how they treat us. To bury their feelings on how they gonna treat us, they had to come up. We three fifths of them human beings, so we just mistreating some animals. And I mean, ma'am said they didn't mistreat the dog. That the dog could bite off their sandwich and lick them in the mouth and be a black dog. They love that dog, but they if you drunk the same glass or something they drunk, they will break that glass or throw it in the garbage can when using no more. But this is the kind of minds that they had to they put themselves in. That one number the most foolish people. You evil. Evil.
Easy to prove. It's easy to prove. All you had to do is look at their history. It's easy to prove that they are the devils.
I remember a time we was at McDonald's and you were talking about that image and that Caucasian heard you. He come over there and kind of convinced you that you was wrong. Every turn, he was trying to convince you. You showed him a point where he was wrong. And then he tried.
And we were talking loud so they can hear.
You got the, then he tried to come up with a new term, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
And then his wife got mad, and he told her go on about her business. He left his wife because he was trying to convince you that what you got is no good. He got the truth, and what you got is not true. And everything you know, he admitted that you were right, but then he come back and try to do. Throw something else at to change your mind.
Yeah.
You would have been there right. And you would have been there right now. That man that made his mind, he going to stay there forever. He wasn't going nowhere. We didn't have nowhere
to
go.
Catch up with you later.
Huh? Doing now?
He told his wife, I'll catch up with you later.
You catch up with
told
you later?
Told
I got a job to do. I can't let this black convince me that he's right. I got to win this fight.
Yeah.
He didn't win.
Alhamdulillah. And we seen it was lies and I was working with the truth. So my position it was unending. His position of lying, he had to do some whole lot of thinking after he told one lie to create another lie. And create another lie. He had to keep lying. So he couldn't do that. And his wife knew that.
He didn't want to realize that. He just couldn't accept that. We've been there right now talking to him because he would just set on making you change what you said. He was set on doing it. He couldn't do it. You didn't waver on what you were saying. And he couldn't break it. He couldn't crack it or nothing. He tried his best. And them people know they were listening, but he had no win.
Yeah.
He's been living a false life.
Muhammad Ali was talking to these Caucasian college students.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, everything they said fell right in with what he was talking about.
That's true.
They got quiet as hell because he had that truth working for him.
Yeah. said, you won't fight for me. You won't fight me, who fight for you, but you won't fight for me. I need somebody to fight for me.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He said, that's right. That's it. You know what I'm talking about. He said, how I'm going to go out there and fight these people, you know, and join up with you, and you won't even fight for my right. You won't even fight for me. Boy, they was amazing. They was like, where did this nigga get all this here from? Yeah. Mama Lee had him quiet as a mouse.
Yes, sir.
Quiet as a mouse. Them European people love Muhammad.
Yeah, love him. Yeah.
The Jews out of Europe. Oh man.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, they crazy. Yeah, the Jews now tried to draft Muhammad Ali to be a Jew.
I can't think of his name. That old newsman. He was trying to attack.
You talking about Howard Cosell?
No, that wasn't Howard Cosell. That was another one. I can't think his. That television guy. Yeah. I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name. But he was a Jew, and he was trying to say that y'all laughing. He at some of the things he's saying, and it might sound funny, you know. He's saying, but he's he attacked the Jews. He's anti-Semitic and all that. Lord. He tried to do everything he can, and Muhammad Ali was still there.
Yes, sir. He's there.
He's telling the truth.
Yeah. And one afraid. Yeah. That's what they call it. Saying.
No, he wasn't afraid.
He wasn't afraid.
Yeah. You saw that program.
It wasn't
Donahue. No, it wasn't Donahue. No. It wasn't Donahue.
No, we done it on college campus.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you saw a program.
Yeah. That's alhamdulillah. I see that. And today, I know they love him, because when Brother Khalil, Farrakhan had to set him down because he talked to
him.
Khalil.
His wife pausing him.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. He was cold-blooded, too.
He was cold-blooded. He was on the Phil Donahue show, and he was saying everything. He called him a devil. He said, see there? I told you the devil.
Boy, he
said,
Stokely Carmack was putting the truth, too, a lot with the truth. Stokely Carmack.
He had a little more class with the truth he had.
He wasn't one of the top students.
See, that's why they owe the reparation. They scored a SNCC. They destroyed the Black Panther.
Yeah.
They destroyed Marvin Gaye. But they just ran them out of the country.
And they put the people on.
They know the people were scared. African American was scared. They went send up nothing.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so, brother. Yes, sir. And Akbar, I truly believe there are gonna be other African American people that's gonna rise up. Rise up, but this is your truth, and gonna be dynamite. I know that that's the history, you know. They rise up And when one rises up, they try to kill it. And they find out, they finding out that one of their big mistakes is interviewing them on television. They find out that the media, TV is too strong. And when they get on TV, too many people's him, you know. So they figuring out how they can lie on you and control the lie and make so no light get in there. That's what the Jews is doing in Israel right now, you know, with Hamas. Everything that on that television that has been said, it's been put out by the Jews.
Yeah.
They're the one putting it out of different stories and claiming that this is what the Hamas said and this is the answer to that and they lying about this here and we found out that they had weapons and here's the pictures. They had weapons up under the hospital. They built tunnels and they kind of justify why they bombed that hospital. And they saying that they had tunnels up under the hospital. That's where all their weapons and thing was. So we right on time when we bombed that. These devils, boy, these devils, man. And see, they kind of do everything they can for you not to think negative about them. There's a crying mother, Jewish mother, and kind of show you what the Hamas did against her son, against her daughter. You know, and she be on there crying. And the daughter might show the daughter getting killed or dead or something, that the Hamas did this, you know. And they show you the whole history of a daughter playing and being happy. They do that type of stuff, man. They do that type of stuff in order to shape your mind and put hatred in your heart against the peoples that trying to fight for their dignity and fight for their rights. You know, even all the time it shows that they control everything. The water, the electricity, the food. They control everything. They can shed it on, they can cut it on, and they can cut it off whenever they want to. But they want to show you that they are the enemy. That they are the problem. And they are in prison camps. Yes, he's fighting back, though. But the only way to
Satan get his power is the power you give.
His power you give.
That's the mercy from Allah.
So you have to stand up and fight back.
That's the mercy from Allah. That means that they can't do nothing that you can't defeat.
Right.
You can defeat
them. That's right.
Because
Alhamdulillah. That's the reason they kind of low key on Imam, because the Imam is not gonna turn his cheek.
He ain't got
no cheek to turn. He ain't turning no cheek.
All you have to do is go eat their food.
And so what happened? You had a whole bunch of Imams that got quiet, didn't say nothing that he said. One push nothing that the Imam said. They just got quiet. It's amazing. You got a whole lot of Muslim right now, I'm telling you. You got a whole lot of the Imam supporters right now. By the thousands. know that truth. You know, that they know that they can't mess with, they can't touch. That's when General Jennings brought the Nation of Islam people on his show, because he knows that they didn't have nothing. But have he ever brought any of Imam Wadi Muhammad people on that show? Never.
No, never.
You know, he ain't got no win for him.
He would do nothing, be quiet.
He know he ain't got no damn win for him, boy. Yeah, he know he's stealing everything he can from the Quran and from Imam Wahid Muhammad and the little bit he can from the Nation of Islam. But he see the hole in what the Nation of Islam teaches.
Yeah.
You know, but he can't find nothing wrong. You mean W.D. Muhammad. He don't mention W.D. Muhammad. He do not mention W.D. Muhammad. Yay or nay. He don't say that he's wrong. He don't say that he's right. He don't even mention him.
That's what you got to do it.
And he's the biggest community in America and in the world. We one of the biggest communities, and he don't mention us. You know what I'm saying?
Don Crockett ain't gonna mention us, brother.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
Yeah, Don Drum don't even gonna mention us. They know who we are. Believe me, they know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We the most powerful group in the world, you know, because we standing behind truth. We stand up with truth. We run. We hangs out with truth.
You need to say that one more time. We the most powerful group in the world.
In the world. In the whole lot. I can't say world. I can't. My wife, she kind of teach me how to say world in out of Baton Rouge.
Threefold is country.
She said that threefold is country.
They never did.
And I look on the television and the people said this, here's 10 reasons nobody want to come to Baton Rouge.
You know what?
I got an announcement to make, brother. I mean, want to make an announcement.
Okay.
Okay.
Make right now. Put this up in the oven.
It's on
your own. It's
going to
take me about 10 minutes.
That's right.
Okay.
Come on with.
Yeah.
You got what?
4 more minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to hear this later?
Hey, Mike, you can hold on for this 1 minute.
Okay, we hold a few minutes.
Yeah,
I'm going
to lie.
Hold on.
Well, we got Haji Lala on.
Allah Akbar.
Bring her up.
Allah Akbar.
I know she got some poems that she brought back from New Jersey. As-salamu alaykum. Sister Haji Lala. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, sister.
Sometimes they be having problems to unmute their own phone. That's what I be having problems with.
Yeah. Well, I'll be hearing.
and the more I rush, the more I mess up.
I think that's I had the same problem on Lifeline. Where I had to cut it off and go out and come back in.
Yeah, start all over again.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that's her number?
Yeah.
I mean, got to come on in now. You're going to make the announcement. That lady going to come in.
That lady.
We can hold on for about 10 minutes. I got niggas now.
Okay.
Can we hold on about 10 minutes? Let's go for about 10 minutes.
Okay, we're waiting on.
I'm out,
okay, we're going to do it. Alhamdulillah. Just jump in there.
How you la-la? How you la-la? So, we go. Well, you know. Baton Rouge and no better than Alabama, and Alabama no better than Georgia, Georgia no better than Mississippi. All of them got they evil, wicked people. All of them. They stay there as long as we don't get busy trying to get them to see that they just under that image. They under that evil, they under the image. And once they come up out of that image, they can see yeah, with being human beings. You gonna be here tomorrow, sir?
Yeah.
Good job. Good job. You gonna be in tomorrow?
I'll be in, when we come in, yeah.
Well, you do it tomorrow. Can you close the lock, brother?
Yes, sir. For Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, favor, and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. May Allah bless us all with a good night. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Brother Muhammad Sharif. May Allah continue to bless you.
They still want to let me know tomorrow or in the morning, or call me back. Let me know if they still want to do that.
Yes, you said call
her
back in the morning.
Okay, then. Alhamdulillah. I'll pass it on to Brian.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.